just sang it on Sunday. But we'll sing it. Do you have me on here, Sam?
Testing, testing.
Okay, here we go. All right, everybody, number 152. Should be thankful for. Number 144. I want to thank Ralph for picking out some of these songs here tonight. So number 144, thanks to God for my Redeemer, for all thou hast provided. I don't know how many know this song. Raise your hand if you think you're familiar with it. All right, Jason, play it a little bit for us, okay? Does that sound familiar?
Thanks.
by the wayside, and thanks for their thorns. Their stems contain. All right. Those are hard to say thank you for, aren't they? The thorns, right? But they're there, and they're there for a purpose, and God has a reason to bring us through them all. All right, we're going to go to our hymn book, and we're going to go to number 3 in the hymn book. I like this song. I hope you do, too. It's a short song, but it's got some real good words to it, and I would especially draw your attention to the last verse. Would you pay attention to the last verse? Then we shall be where we would be. Okay? Really strong words there. You got to think about it, but it's a good song. Praise the Savior, ye who know Him. If you don't know Him, you're not going to be able to do this, but if you know Him, let's praise the Savior. Jason.
Praise the Savior, we who know Him.
Then we shall be where we would be. Where do we want to be?
Heaven.
Then we shall be what we should be. What should we be? What?
Like the Lord,
right? Things that are not now nor could be. What cannot be now?
We can't be back to right now.
What?
We can't be like Him right now.
That's right. We can, but not totally, right?
No, right.
Sinless.
We can't be sinless right now, can we? No. One of these days we will be. Yep. Soon shall be our own. That's when we get there. And that could be any time. You know, the rapture of the church, catching home. You dying and going home to be with the Lord, you'll be then what you should be. I think we should sing the song again, okay? And then I like it when Jason pushes the key up on the last verse. Boy, they just really sing it out. Okay, here we go. Let's sing it again.
Praise the Savior.
And arms us, nothing.
Thank you, Lord, for saving sinners like us and putting a song in our heart that tells you how much we thank you for saving us and doing all that you did through your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless this service and all that we say and do. May it bring honor and glory unto you. Thank you for being the God of the Bible and keeping all the promises that you've promised to us, especially the one of salvation, eternal life, and a home in heaven. How we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank the Lord I am saved. Back to the chorus book, number 35. Number 35. I thank the Lord I am saved. Written in God's holy word. Spoken of men I have heard. While Jesus Christ through his death gave us righteousness, by grace through faith are we saved. Number 35. Other. Let's sing this song for the people tonight. So, here they are, Jason and Rachel, brother and sister.
To me, it's all that matters. Now the world. We used to hear this song on the radio, and we had it on a tape. We listened to it all the time. And on the chorus, we used to switch the words because we thought it was really funny. And we would sing, "There's shoes on my table and food on my feet." And about the first time I ever sang this song, I did the same thing in church. And I sang, "There's shoes on my table and food on my feet." So our mother always told us that was going to come back to haunt us, and it sure enough did. Why don't we sing that chorus again, Rachel? There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. Shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for
shoe leather on the tail. Okay, wow. All right, well, I wonder, does anybody have any special verses that came to your mind as you thought about tonight? Any special verse in the Bible that has blessed your heart? I have one, but I'll wait and see what some of you might have. Barb, you have one for us? Go ahead, you read it for us, good and loud. Matthew 19, 16 through 28. You're going to read all that for us?
No.
You want me to read it?
Because the rich young man did not have to give up his riches and call her Jesus. There was a valuable. I was right back to
it. Is that right?
Yes. And not wanting to give up my possessions, material things. But in this course, this disciple, Jesus says in 1 Corinthians, but Jesus called them and said unto them, with men this faith did not work, but with God all things are possible. That God's hope, a precious hope, that we can be saved, and that's it.
Yep. With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. That's what blessed your heart. Yep. Okay. Anybody else? Kathy?
I like 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I think what I really like about it is the simplicity. I mean, it's to the point, there it is, that's it. That's all you have to do.
That's right.
And I do that daily.
Yep. 1 Peter 5:7. 5:7. And what is it? Casting
all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Yep. Beautiful. Yep. Somebody else. Marge, and then we'll have Billy. Marge.
Mine is Psalm 30. I have read my Bible in the morning. If I know I'm in a hurry, I'll just go through Psalms and pray the Lord. And I said I had a week where everybody had troubles here, troubles there, or whatever. And I said, just for those reasons, it says, my soul waiting for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And I thought, that's our hope. That's what we have with everything that goes on with everybody all around.
And that's found where?
Psalm 33:20.
Billy, what do you have?
All right, well, I can't remember quite where this is, but I know it's there. And I connected with Psalm 23. Because I've always had trouble with death loss, you know what I mean? And, but I like what it says, death, where is thy sting, grave, where is thy victory?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one day we're not going to have to suffer and watch loved ones die anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, when I hear that, when I read that, it helps me to, better cope with things like that.
Yes. Yep. The grave is not the end. You know what? The grave is really the beginning. The beginning for the believer. And so, that's a good thing. Somebody else? Anybody else with something? Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the way to salvation. And two verses came to my mind. And one is from Matthew 7:14. Because faith is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And I thought about the gate. And I thought, well, that's Jesus Christ. He's the gate.
Yep.
He's the only way. And because my mom was 4:14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I come to the Father by me.
There you go. Yep. Yep. Amen. Jesus is the way. All right. Anybody else? All right, Margot, and then Priscilla.
Mine is a very familiar verse to everybody, but more so to me than anybody else, I think. It's Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
I must, because the Spirit must send me to that verse many, many times, because when I pray, I get kind of carried away, and I go on and on and on and on, and all of a sudden there's this verse pops out of my head.
Be still, all right? It's hard for you to do that, Margo. Be still and know that I am God. Priscilla, what do you have?
Well, because of so much that has happened in my life, and from the time I first met you all here, there was such a great need in my life, and God has shown me, not just at that time, but even now more so than ever, that no matter what we go through, we must remember that we shall not want. And I love 23rd Psalm, 23:1, where it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And I take that so personally because I call him my daddy, my father, my provider, my Jehovah Jireh. And I say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And no matter what I go through or what I need, I remind myself that God is my provider. He's always with me. And I shall not want. We may have needs. Or whatever our wants and our needs are, God is able to supply it. And he has proven that to me over and over and over again. And I love him more than life. I love him so much. And there's nothing that I think about that I can't do, because God said all things are possible if we can only believe. And that he let me know, and that particular verse, I always remind myself every day that he is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I just want to encourage you all to do the same.
It's really personal, isn't it? My shepherd.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Chris Mitchell?
Kind of reminds me of the verse, be careful for nothing. A couple weeks ago, I lost my wallet, I thought, on the bus when I was in Allentown driving around all day. And at night, I was fretful. I was angry at myself for being so stupid. And finally, after about a half an hour of being careful, I just prayed and I said, Lord, please let that wallet fall into the right hands. So it had $80 cash, it had all my important cards. The next morning, I go to the bus stop, and there it was on the ground at the bus stop.
Wow.
And all the money was in it, and all the cards were in it. So it got into the hands of the right person.
He told me about this a while back. This is real, folks. God took care of that, and even took care of the $80. You would have think that had been gone and laid back down, you know? That is a wonderful thing, God taking care of that. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, give thanks. Yep. Anything else? Anybody else got something? Yeah. Who? Jeannie, go ahead.
It was like Joshua 1:9. Okay. Be not afraid, not neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
That's a beautiful promise, isn't it? Out of the Old Testament, right there. Anybody else? All right, Francis.
Mine is almost like Chris. I have gone to vendors, and I have a wallet in the zipper, and I forgot to carry the zipper.
Yep.
And when I got to Cali, to pay what I wanted to pay with the money that was in my wallet. What money had fallen out of my wallet. I drove back to Redner's hoping somebody found it. It was still on the McAdam where I was parked.
You're kidding.
It was $55 long ago. Luckily it wasn't a windy day like that. It could have blown who knows where. But I was so happy that day because money doesn't throw in trees like
So you went back and there was only $55 there? There wasn't an extra five? Amen. That's good. And you just had to say, Lord, help me.
I did. I went like that. And the lady parked up for me, looked at me like, and I went over and I explained to her why I did it, you know. She said, really? And it was just laying there so nicely. And it fallen out of my mouth. It was still there.
Amen. Okay. Now, don't forget to put that money in the offering on your way out tonight. Anybody else? Come on, anybody else? Jason, go ahead.
I don't really have a verse in particular, but the verses that deal with contentment, I appreciate. And I very often can, and I think all of us can probably relate to this, that you get caught up in the things of the world and making money and going to work and you can even find yourself almost fretting, complaining about the things that you don't have, and oh man, look at the neighbor, and they hardly even work, and they've got this, and you know, the cars and houses and things like that. Tonight, as I was driving home in all that traffic, and I was on the phone with a couple other drivers. With today's technology, you can now talk to four or five different people on the phone at the same time. And so we'll get on the phone and talk about where we're at you know, each point in our trip. And I was talking to a couple of guys, and they were all grumbling about the traffic and how people go and things like that. And I just stopped and I said, guys, you know what? We're all going home to our families, and we've got kids at home, and we're going to sit around at Thanksgiving table tomorrow, and we're going to forget all about this trip home tonight.
Yeah.
And there's four families with a second grader, fourth graders, and a kindergartner that are going to have Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine getting that phone call 3 days before Thanksgiving.
The bus accident in Tennessee.
Yeah. And everything got quiet. And they said, you know what, you're right. And it changed the mood the rest of the night.
Amen. Yep. Anybody, you done?
I'm done.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else with something? Priscilla, you going to go again?
It's over here.
All right.
Thinking me and raising my hand instead of her raising her hand. She wants to read Psalms 22 and 26. And it reads, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever.
And that's Ayanna wanted that?
Yes, that's Ayanna's scripture. But she
thank you.
To read it.
Thank you, Ayanna. Thank you. Nice. Well, Ralph has got a passage for us. He's going to read it for us. So announce the passage, and we'll all go there, and Ralph's going to read it for us.
Psalm 118. I'm guessing a lot of you are familiar with that passage. Psalm 118. You'll notice I said 118, not 119. We'd be here all night if we had to read if we were reading that one. Okay, Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes, or in our case, presidents. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. By the way, who is that verse speaking about? It's the Lord Jesus. The Bible makes it clear in the New Testament that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Another reference to the Lord Jesus. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen. You know, I always liked that verse in there. Verse 27. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. Isn't that interesting? Bind that sacrifice there while it gets burned up on the altar before the Lord. I believe it speaks of the security or the absolute willingness of the Lord Jesus Christ to sacrifice himself on that cross and not come down. Remember the men around the cross said, if thou be the Son of God, come down. If God will have it, bind the sacrifice to the horns of the altar. I don't want him to come down. If he comes down, I'm lost. If he stays on that cross, I'm saved. Amen. I just kind of like that. Bind the, you wonder why that's in there. Bind that sacrifice to the altar in the Old Testament. You know, Chris?
My first thought before the wallet was the verse that Job speaks, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, which is something the Lord would say, because the Father did bruise him. And then I think of Isaac, how he was tied up on the altar, but it doesn't indicate that he struggled. You know, I think he and Abraham knew what was going to happen, and I don't think he struggled like an animal would struggle.
Right. Yep. You know that, though he slay me, yet will I trust him? There's a verse that's come up several times recently in the services here. And that's an interesting thing. Okay, everybody else done? Anybody else with one? I'm going to give you mine. Okay? Sam, you and I were talking the other night. You remember me telling you,
I was in the hospital and there was a verse that spoke to my heart and I can't find it anymore and I'm probably going to have to read the whole Bible through to find it. Well, I got a card, a get well card from somebody just the other day. And do you know how that sometimes people just put a reference and they don't write it out for you? Well, there's been times I kind of just, okay, that's nice, and I didn't really look it up. But lately, I've always been looking up the references because I want to see why they put them there. I found the verse. The person sent me the verse, the reference. And it's Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14. This really has meant a lot to me. While I've been in the hospital several times and I've been reading through Ecclesiastes as one of the books. Ecclesiastes 3:14. So now I don't have to read the whole Bible to find it. But it's just blessed my heart. Here it is. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. It just blessed my heart, folks. That's it. And I couldn't find that verse. I wouldn't have been able to find it. I know Sam and I were talking about it Sunday night. What, Sam?
I have that verse highlighted.
So do I. Yes, sir. That's just been a blessing. The person, it was not any of you. It was someone from Nebraska where John and Debbie are going to church in Nebraska. And they just put that little note there. And I said, I'm going to look it up. Amen. There's my verse I was looking for. Boy, oh boy. That was a real blessing to me. It really blessed my heart. Okay, well, all right, let's see here. What should we do? Let's sing again. Now, Rachel has a song, but not right now. Okay, all right. But you get ready. I think we'll do it maybe after this song, okay? Let's see. Which one should I do here? Let's see. Hold on. By the way, Richard Fenstermaker says hello. He hasn't been around for a while. He's okay. He's just having a hard time going through some rehab, getting down off of some medicines and stuff, and he's having a very difficult time. But he said to say hello to everybody, okay? And I said I would say that to you. So Richard Fenstermaker says hi, and he's okay. He actually came and visited me in the hospital just before I left. So I want you to know he's okay. All right, let's see. We didn't sing 217 in the hymn book, did we? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul in that number, 217. We'll sing that. And then, Rachel, you be ready, okay? I've asked Rachel to sing a special number for us. She's sung it here before, but she'll do it again. Number 217. Thank you, Lord. You know, you'll know the chorus. The rest of it might be a little new to you. 217, hymn book. Some thank the Lord for friends and home, for mercy sure and sweet. But I would praise him for his grace. In prayer I would repeat, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Some thank him for the flowers that grow, some for the stars that shine. My heart is filled with joy and praise because I know he's mine. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Trust in him from day to day. I prove his saving grace. I'll sing. see his face. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. All right, my daughter's going to come and sing a song for you entitled, I Can Go In. And I would encourage you to listen to the words. Kind of has a progressional thought. And then it ends with a good thought of getting into heaven. I can go in.
Stood beside the gate of heaven waiting to go in, and he wondered how this holy place could take a man like him. With shouts of great rejoicing and with music then they came. Of the angels standing by him he asked what could be their name.
Despised.
opened up before his eyes. He saw the martyrs and the prophets and the host of heaven rise and sing, I can go in, for my heart is free from sin. I've been washed in the blood, everlasting life to win, and I can rejoice, I can lift up my voice, I can sing, and I can go in. I can rejoice, I can lift up my voice, I can sing, and I can go in.
Couldn't go in with the prophets. They're too good. Couldn't go in with the martyrs. Yeah, boy. But I could go in with the dying thief. I could get in there with him. Amen. I just enjoy that. Okay. Wow. Whew. Okay. Let's see here. One more. Then we'll go downstairs and eat. All right? We'll have some good... No. I have to preach. I'm hungry. Well, let's see. What should we do? I'll preach first. I don't have a long thing here. Let's do this. Oh, I was just looking for my message. And there it is on the back of this. What should we be thankful for? What should we be thankful for? Number one, here's what I think. John 3:16. Everybody together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what we should be thankful for? The gift of God's Son. That he gave his Son into this world to die on the cross for our sins. That's number one. Number two, that the Son obeyed the Father. That's what we should be thankful for. That the Son obeyed the Father and left heaven and came down here to die on the cross for you and me. I'm going to read Hebrews for you. Hebrews chapter 2, or 10, chapter 10 and verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, I believe that's the Old Testament, that he may establish the second, the New Testament. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath sanctified forever them that are sanctified. And then Philippians also kind of goes along with this, as far as Jesus being willing to come. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should what? Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All right, number one, the gift of the Father giving his Son. And then that the Son obeyed the Father. And then here's another reason why we should be thankful. That God reached down to save you and me. God reached down to save you and me. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. Quickened means made alive. Together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Now listen. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There's God reaching down and grabbing hold of poor old sinful Gary and putting me right up there in heaven through what Jesus Christ did for me. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Lastly, the last reason. We should be thankful for all the blessings that are ours in Christ Jesus. Again in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all, did you hear that? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? We have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Yep. First of all, the gift of his Son. Secondly, that the Son obeyed the Father. Thirdly, that God reached down to save you and me. And fourth, all the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus are ours. And we're going to heaven and we're going to enjoy them for all eternity. That's what we should be thankful for. That's my Thanksgiving Eve service message to you tonight. Hope it's a blessing to you. And I thank you for coming on out here and fellowshipping around the song time and the sharing of the verses, thanking God together. Let's close with number 814 all the way in the back. Jason, you got to come. 814 all the way in the back of the hymn book. Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Wonderful Grace of Jesus. 814. And then we will go downstairs and enjoy all that food I saw come running in here tonight. And I hope you'll stay and help us eat some of it. I know you're going to eat a lot tomorrow, but why not get started? Stretch your stomach tonight so you can eat more tomorrow. Okay, 814. Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Let's stand as we sing, okay? Number 814.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For a wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus.
these kids who died in the bus accident. Did you hear about it at all? Oh, yeah. Just ask the Lord to help those families. And then thank the Lord for the food, okay? After we're done singing this, here we go.
Wonder grace of Jesus, reaching the lost in Son, and nothing else, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.